Beverly Wood, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y-W-O-O-D, 725-66. 57-year-old woman, originally from Germany, has been living in Louisiana for some time with history of asthma, IBS, gastroesophageal reflux, no diabetes, no high blood pressure, no history of stroke. Patient has extensive psychological histories consistent with suicidal thoughts and ideations, bipolar disorder, schizoid disorder as well. Patient used to be an LPN at a nursing home. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Family history is positive for diabetes. Dad died in the war. Mom had diabetes and stroke. Surgery, appendectomy, ankle surgery, hysterectomy. Endometrial cancer, tonsillectomy. Eye surgery, medications, Bistril 50 milligram a day, Topamax 100 milligram a day, Seroquel 400 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Effexor 150 a day, Prilosec 20 milligram a day, Senna for constipation, Megase for weight loss, Albuterol, Flovent, ARIPIRIZOLE. Let me see what that is. Aripiprazole. Oh, Abilify. 10 milligram a day, and nitroglycerin on a PRN basis, period. Nipegraph patient recently had hospitalization because of suicidal attempt, required intubation. Patient's very concerned about the fact that she doesn't have any Linzess at this time. She's able to walk without a walker and is ADL independent, period. On exam, 136 over 81, 68, 91. Heart positive, small positive, is two. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck frigidity, skin shows no rash around me, close with an lesion. Here we have a ...57-year-old woman with history of bipolar disorder, psychiatric issues, including suicidal thoughts attempt with benzodiazepine most recently, schizoid disorder, and recently and back at the nursing home under the care of a psychiatrist, period. Patient has a history of endometrial cancer but has been in remission, period. Hypertension controlled with medication, history of weight loss on Megase, COPD on albuterol and Flovent. Next number. Continue with current dose of medications. No changes were made in her medications today. Thank you.
Yep.